The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. Now lift your hands and praise the Father all over us, please. Thank you. Praise the Father. Praise the Father. Praise the Spirit. Oh, yanda la barando le barako to shekandia da rabataya. Praise forever to the King of Kings. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Are you ready this evening? Let's have our seat. You know, one of the things that I love doing so much, and I enjoy sometimes, one of the best things I enjoy in Christian meetings is when believers are just gathered, lifting their hands and their voice, and they are singing the gospel on top of their voice. That sight, I always love it. And you know, it's not because God is adding numbers to us now. While we're singing, it just dawned on me that whatever you can do in a small place, you can do in a bigger space. Some of you have been around me for some time. Those that used to hold meetings in classrooms. Remember, I'll still lead you without keyboard or anything in those classrooms with our lantern and our candles and torch. We'll still be singing on top of our voice. It's always been like that. There is something about singing. Right? And there is something about the pastor leading the church to sing. I'm telling you, it's not about voice. You get the point? There is something about, and I've always believed that, but then I heard it. You know, there are some things you believe and you practice, but I've never heard it being taught until I said to my spiritual father, he took them to teach. There is something about pastor leading their people to sing. I said, wow. And because the kind of atmosphere that brings, you can't imagine it. And that's every pastor, I'm going to tell you, learn how to sing. I'm not saying you should have a good voice. If you don't have a good voice, you don't already have a good voice. Nothing can be done about that. But at least learn how to start song. Let them take over. Do you understand? Learn how to start. Let them take over. There's something about God put it in your heart. Moses led Israel to sing. Yes, there were a few times he did that. The major person that we saw in the Bible that led them first to sing was Miriam. But then you read other parts of the Bible, Father Moses led them to sing. Jesus went with his disciples to the Mount of Olives and they sang hymns. I get the point. So he led them to sing too. I don't know whether Jesus was a good singer or not, but end point was they sang. I get the point. And in that kind of atmosphere, there are different things that happen when we sing like that. Sometimes we are just singing and we are adoring Jesus. That atmosphere, anything can happen. Sometimes you see how small you are in his sight, just in that moment. And some other times you are worshiping, you see how small your plans are in his sight. Glory to God. That atmosphere cannot be compared with anything. And I'm saying this because once we begin to sing and worship like that, sing with us. That's why the media has to work harder to ensure that these songs are on the screen so everybody can sing with us. But when we are singing like that, don't just enjoy the atmosphere. Sing. You don't have to like the song. You just have to sing it. Because that's what the Lord of Church wants us to sing at the moment. Hallelujah. And those moments, nothing can steal them. And everything was singing like this. I just imagine all of us filling up a stadium and all of us are echoing the song. And the church of Christ was born. Everybody, that will be shaking. This gospel is being sung everywhere. Hallelujah. And we're going to have those days. Are you guys ready this evening? We're going to have those days. Those days. God is increasing us. And the Lord is bringing us into the best shape of our lives. Thus far. Hallelujah. You know, this particular building project that we want to do now. You know, I thought I'll talk about it every time I come up. You want to hear it again? It's so special because, and it's showing me that we're growing. Do you know that people are already giving for the building project? Now listen, I promise you, it's not pledge. Like, people already giving in their millions for the building project. I have not started. I've not said anybody should give anything. Have I announced giving? But I will do that tomorrow, don't worry. But without announcing anything, people already, and this is January, that is 48 days. Are you following me? One of the ones that trusted God for that, there's going to be the spirit of generosity among us. So the people that gave, you know, some of them, you know, when I was with my wife one day, somebody gave for the build project, I said, wow, that's good though. She now said, what he doesn't know, what the person that gave doesn't know, is that he will give much more than that this year. And that's actually the truth. I get that point. Some of you, the things you have in your mind, you think that's my stretch. Don't worry. God will stretch you further. And you will shock yourself. And the problem is that the year you are doing your biggest giving is still the same year you are doing your biggest achievement. How can you reconcile that? That's how God does his things. It's getting better. By faith. Come on. By glory to God. So how will you start your testimony on 30th and 31st of December? You start with Henry, by faith, did this and this and this and this. Hallelujah. By faith. Glory to God. And I told you guys, it's a big year. It's our big year. This is the biggest year we've ever had in this church. The biggest. Hallelujah. Of course, at the end of this year, it's no more the biggest. I get to the point. At the end of this year, it's no longer it will still be big, but it's no longer be the biggest. Because the path of the just is as a shining light. Do you believe that scripture? You know, I quote it all the time. I quote it a lot. That shines brighter and brighter on the perfect day. So when the devil tells you, what if all this you enjoy, everything just shut down? It's not possible. The path of the just is like a shining light. Upward movement. Only. Do you remember that? Upward movement only. No negotiation. Just upward movement. Hallelujah. So, I'm talking about faith. You know, in the day, we had such a moment. Such a blessed time we had in the day. And we saw how to balance all these things. You know, when mom was preaching, she read from Philippians chapter 2 about Epaphroditus. It will interest you to know that Epaphroditus fell sick because of ministry. Yahweh. Yeah? He was doing too much for ministry and he became sick. That Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, Bible tells us, Paul said, you know, after introducing Epaphroditus in verse 26, he said, he was sorrowful because you had heard that he was sick. And in verse 27, he said, he was sick and nigh unto death. He said, but God had mercy on him. That's a very powerful place to teach the blessing of a pastor from. God had mercy on him and on, not only on him, but on me also. In other words, God rescuing Epaphroditus was a blessing, was an answer, was also a blessing to Paul. Be that kind of member that when you prosper, your pastor will say, God has had mercy on him and on me too. Be that kind of person that when God preserves your life, your pastor will say, God have mercy on him and on me, because his preservation is an addition to my life. There are people that are in churches, when they go, we thank God that they left. Practically. You get the point? There's someone that has left here and they try to follow him up. I say, don't follow him up. Yes. They say, why? I say, don't worry, just leave him. Other people like that. But that's what the Epaphroditus choose. But they want to know why he was sick. That's what brought me to this point. Well, why was he sick? I'm still trying to talk about what I preached to you today. Well, why was he sick? Next verse was 28 of Philippians chapter 2. Let's just close in my Bible. I'll get it. In verse 28, he said, I've sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. He said, because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death. So it was ministry. Get the point? They almost killed Epaphroditus. So if you fall sick serving the Lord, you are not the first. Say amen. Should I say it again? You are not the first. Look at that. He said the reason he was nigh unto death was because of ministry. But then, I'm saying this for a reason, just to see if I can just say a little about what I said in the day. That you cannot be careless with your health. You can't believe, for instance, that because I'm serving the Lord, God will not allow me to be sick. That is not working in faith. Of course, when this guy fell sick, faith and prayer healed him and restored him. But you cannot keep exposing yourself to that situation all the time. Where you just mess with your life and then you fall sick. That is not faith. That's what we're asking in the day. What faith is not? Well, somebody once said that before you know what faith, what something is, you have to know what it is not. Faith does not mean to risk your life. Faith for healing does not mean to risk your life totally. Play with your life, play with your health, play with your feeding, play with everything. Don't take drugs, don't sleep well, just play with your life and say, I'm walking in faith and in power. You're going to fall sick. Apart from the two, in verse 25, the Bible said he was a good brother, a fellow soldier, but he still fell sick. Why? He was stressing himself. Give me like NLT of that verse 30. You see the fact that the guy, it was ministry that actually made this young man sick. But thank God the Lord healed him. Say, but he risked his life for the work of Christ. And he was at the point of death. Look at that. While doing for me what you couldn't do far from me, far away, from far away. So he was actually doing ministry. What ministry was he doing? He was serving Paul. And he became sick in the process. Are you looking at that scripture? He said he was doing for me. Give me another translation like Amplified Classic. Amplified Classic. It was through working for Christ that he came so near death, risking his very life to complete the deficiencies in your service to me, which distance prevented you yourself from rendering. So he was saying, you guys are not close by. The things you are supposed to do for me, you are not close by. So this guy has been doing all of that, and he became sick in the process. And you see why Paul said that God showed me mercy also. Because the guy was so useful that if he had died, it would hurt Paul. Again, going back to Mom's message, be the kind of believer that if you're not around, your pastor will feel your absence. I know what I'm saying. Be the type that when you are sick, your pastor can tell God, Father, you can't let this one go. I still need him. That was about 42. Paul said, God had mercy on me too. It wasn't just about him. So that healing that Epaphroditus received was not about Epaphroditus alone. It was about Paul too. So you can imagine the kind of request that Paul sent to heaven. To say, God, like you want this guy to die. It's like you don't want this ministry again. You get the point? You want this guy to die. Be that kind of believer. Give me like message, translation. You remember the ministry to me that you started but weren't able to complete? Well, in the process of finishing up that work, he put his life on the line and nearly died doing it. I get to the point. He nearly died doing it. Be useful as a minister this year. Well, this evening, I just want to start from there. Because I'm talking about faith for ministry. Because, you know, if you are not useful to the ministry and you succeed at every other thing, you are a failure. Because I showed you that way, the major reason God saved you so that you can serve him. So I cannot possibly, I would not have been a good teacher of the word if I teach you how to use faith for everyone that thing, but not for ministry. Because if I teach you how to use faith and succeed in your finance, how to use faith and succeed in your studies, how to use faith and succeed everywhere, and you cannot use that faith to succeed in ministry, then you're failing. You're failing. Because why again did God create you? That you can succeed. First is a ministry. And if you learn about faith, and let me say something to you. Two things. You cannot actually do ministry without faith. Number two thing I want to say is that your faith, you've started making much more progress in faith. If you are now releasing faith, not just to get things, but to be a blessing to others. That is where real progress have started. I mean, it is one level to release faith. This pain in my body, be gone in Jesus' name. But another level is being able to release faith to minister healing to others. Now, that's where real progress has started. Because the reason God teaches us all this is not just for ourselves. Are you following what I'm saying? So you must learn faith. How to use faith in ministry. I really want to pray with us tonight. So I just want to say a few things as God has put it in my spirit. There are three things I'm going to point out today. First is, you must have faith in the graces that God has put upon your life. You must have faith in the graces and the abilities that God has put upon your life. Now, in Romans chapter 12, you know, if you start reading from verse 3, Romans chapter 12, and from verse 3, Paul the apostle wrote to them. He said, "For I say through the grace given unto me." Now, he said, what I'm about to say is through the grace given unto me. That's a very heavy statement. What that means is, what I'm about to say, not many people may be able to say it. Not many people have been assigned of God to say it. I don't, a few ministry class, I would have said a few things. But let me just comb them. You see, I was teaching the pastors recently. There is such a thing as distinction in ministry. Now, distinction sometimes is a matter of calling and a matter of grace. So Paul said, I am saying this because of the grace given to me. In other words, you may not be able to say this. God is not expecting you to say it. There is distinction in ministry. There is distinction. What do I mean by that? Everybody is not the same in the ministry. And everybody cannot be treated the same. Not everybody has the right to say the same thing. This is one thing that, you know, that Saul didn't understand. But something happened in this church last year. Normally, when we get any property, before we use any property, it's our value. Before we use any property, I must lay hands on those properties. Once we acquire property, it's our culture here. You can't possibly buy fan in this church and plug it and it will start blowing. It will burn. We don't have that culture here. I must. And I'm trying to teach you distinction. Paul said, I say through the grace given unto me. This personal. And so, we bought something towards the end of last year for outreach and all of that. And they had a mix-up somewhere. So they started using it because this one thought that, I thought you have given it to a pastor to pray on it and all of that. So when I found out, I said, you guys use that. I said, pastor, I thought you prayed on it yourself. And I looked at it. It was okay. I looked at it. I said, I thought you prayed on it yourself. He said, no, I just laughed. Now, that is as simple as praying on that. It is my own role. That's one thing Saul did not understand. Samuel, you are wasting time to come and offer sacrifice. You know that story, right? Samuel wasted one day, second day, third day. The people were shouting because the right thing was they were meant to offer the sacrifice before they go into the battle. So he said, the people already complaining. We need to go and fight. We are charged up. Saul said, why is Samuel wasting that? One day, second day, by the third day, also he offered the sacrifice himself. What he didn't understand is distinction. Somebody else would have said, what is then offering sacrifice? It's not to kill something and offer. It's not in his place, sir. Do you know who Samuel is? Samuel was one of the only prophets that functioned as a priest. Yeah, Samuel was a great man, though. There are some men I respect in the Bible. You should know some of them. You see Moses. I used to fear Moses. Have great respect for Moses in the Bible. But Samuel is another guy like that. He was a priest. He was a prophet. He could go offer sacrifices. He could stand in the prophetic. Some other prophets didn't do that. Couldn't do it. So there is distinction. So yeah, why is we waiting for immediately? Do you know the problem? Immediately he dropped that sacrifice. Samuel arrived. Immediately he was done. I was talking to you about patience in the day. As immediately he was done offering, here was Samuel coming. Samuel said, what have you done? He said, we are waiting for you. I get what I'm saying. There are distinctions, and it's a function of grace. There was nothing Samuel did better than Saul to be able to qualify him to offer those sacrifices, but it was just his place. There are things I can say you cannot say. And I've learned it many times. That's why there are issues that some fathers in the body of Christ can address that I cannot address. I cannot. See, it's not as though I don't know what to say. I get that point. But it's not just in my place. Paul said, I speak according to the grace given to me. Look at that verse. As soon as he had made an end of the offering, burnt offering, Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. He didn't even think he did anything wrong. Because let's face facts. Look at what he told Samuel. Next verse. He said, and Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed. So Samuel was late. You hear the point? He said, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Mizpah. The enemies, you are coming. Now see the next verse. He said, therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering. Do you know what this costed him? See the next verse. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. It's a foolish thing not to understand your place in ministry. It's a very foolish thing. I follow him, you. Where some of you see me say some things, I say, you see me maybe talking about music ministers, I say they should be doing this and doing that. They say, leave them, let them live their life. Mm-mm. Everybody also have the same rights and the same assignment in the body of Christ. That was one thing, I'll call his name, that was one thing Pastor Oyeklome was addressing a few years ago, when he addressed this music ministry thing. He said, these people are not supposed to stand in the office. He said in that message, he said, some of you are demanding the honor that is due pastors. He told them. And somebody will say, why are pastors special? Well, what's honor due to them? It's not the same thing. That God has graced you to sing and bless the body of Christ doesn't translate to the fact that he has given you a calling to stand in certain places. It's not about fame. I get what I'm saying. The fact that you're very popular. That's why even in church, there is distinction. There are things Pastor Amara can do and say that you cannot do and say. It's distinction. Why do you think in church there are people in front and my seat and my wife's seat are here? It's a count to all of us. Those guys, you cannot sit here. And I do it not because of pride, but I also do it to send a message to you. And what I'm teaching you now is not a new message. If you came from an Orthodox church, get to their altar. There is a seat called Bishop's seat. Even if you are dead, you cannot sit there. And you know what I'm trying to teach you? I'm trying to teach you that is distinction. You know, in our own church, we had Bishop's seats. Like they built the Bishop's seats. And Bishop doesn't worship in our church. Nobody sees them even if he's not there. Any day he visits our church, like once in 5 years, people can sit there. Now that is distinction. That's understanding. Understand that we are not all the same. Now a priest would have said, I came to the altar, all the other seats are filled up. So I did not even sit in my full buttock, so I sat chamfer. We have to understand distinction in ministry. He says, thou hast done foolish. This was where Saul began to lose his kingdom. Thou hast not kept the command of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Verse 14. He said, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. That was when David was picked. At that spot, for as simple as just not knowing that there is distinction in life and ministry. So there are certain things. Now that's why when you see Brother Hagin teach, he will tell you there are foundational apostles. For instance, there is apostle of the Lamb. There are foundational apostles. There are other apostles that are non-foundational. Now, there is a job that they can do that we cannot do. For instance, a foundational apostle is a man like Paul, Peter, all of these guys. They have the right to establish doctrine. You don't have that right. Anything they have not explained, you cannot explain it. Anything they did not say is right, you cannot say it's right. You can't say, is Paul not a man like us? Paul is not a man like you. That's what I'm trying to say. It's distinction in ministry. You must understand it. That not all pastors are the same. Not all ministers are the same. We all might be answering pastor there and pastor there. And sometimes it's not a function of power. It's not even a function of anointing. It's not even a function of being better. It's a function of grace. God just graces people and says, this one will be like this. That's all. And it wasn't as though, because Saul has been observing how Samuel offered sacrifices. So it's not like he didn't do it well. God was not interested in that sacrifice, and Saul never got this message. This was 1 Samuel 13. By the time you get to chapter 15, he still went to Amalek. Kill everybody. He still didn't do that. Samuel now told him, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what he was trying to communicate here. But he didn't get the message. To obey is better than sacrifice. But that's not Saul. Saul felt, I think I know what to do. Let's just do it. That is distinction. And I just wanted to say that from that verse. So Paul said, I say through the grace given unto me. Everybody has a certain grace. Every believer. You know, I explained this. Was that at LMP or 30 Days of Light? There is a grace that has been given unto you. Now, there are some abilities. There are some things God has empowered you to do. And it has something to do with your place in the body of Christ. It has something to do with what the assignment he has given you. As you grow in your walk with God, you will understand that there are certain things that you can do easily. Even among the nine gifts of the Spirit, where all of us can flow in all of them, there are still certain of them that will come more easy with you. Do you understand? Now, apart from that, there are also other abilities that you have that may not even become ministry abilities. Some people might have just the grace to administer. Some might have the grace to lead. It's just there. And God gave us all of that that we can use it for his body. So in that Romans chapter 12, and verse 3, Paul said, I save through the grace. Romans 12, verse 3, quickly. So I say through the grace given unto me, okay, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Don't begin to say, all of us are the same. He said, don't think of yourself more highly. Now, this is not talking about in Christ reality. In Christ, all of us, you should think of yourself as high as you can. Because we are seated with the highest. Right? We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. But then, in responsibilities, you can't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. However, it's also good for me to add it to what I'm going to today. That you don't think of yourself lower than you ought to think. There are abilities that God has given unto you. And one of these, you must develop faith in those abilities. You must know there are things God has given to you. And you must believe that those things are working in your life. There are certain graces that many of us have seen working in our lives, certain abilities, but we are not bold with them. And this developing faith in those abilities starts by recognizing them. Find out what God has given you. From before I was ever called to be a pastor, I knew there were things that God has blessed me with. And it didn't make me proud, but I just knew I could do them. And I could do them. There are abilities that God has put on your inside. He said, you know, in verse 4, he said, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we've been many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us minister. He said, some people is prophecy, some people is ministry, some people is teaching. I was saying this to myself, like, there are people that just have a grace, for instance, to encourage people. And it's there. There are abilities that may not make sense to you, but God has given it to people in the body of Christ. And when they execute it, you'll be shocked. That somebody can be going through a tough time. They just sit with the person. 5 minutes, depression has gone. It's a grace that God gives. I follow what I'm saying. Some of you are in the choir, you are so blessed. Not only do you have a good voice, there are voices that open atmospheres. Are you aware? Yeah? If you don't know anyone, look at one there. And it's not because she's my wife. I'm telling you for free. If anywhere is blocked, just tell her to sing. She will sing. Now, I can tell you for free why I called it grace. It's not just about talent. Because my wife doesn't really have as many of you think. And she's diligent, but she's never drank egg. Have you drank egg before? Why don't you drink egg? It's not bad, though. If you've done it, it's fine. Some drink egg, some eat okra, some swallow banana. I'm serious, though. Who has tried swallowing banana? for singing. Uh-huh. Who succeeded? Who's in Solomon? Who succeeded? Who did enter? Yeah. They say if you put this, they will hit you at your back. Now, it's not like you eat banana. Full lump of banana. Boom. Now, it's okay. It's not bad. It's hard work. It's diligence. Glory to God. It's hard work. It's diligence. God is faithful. But then, our wife doesn't do most of those things. Does she sing a lot in the house? Yes. But then all those things. But then, you notice, it's just there. And right from before she even became wife or anything, just sing. She doesn't have the best voice. I don't even think she has the best voice in this church. I get what I'm saying. But then it's just God and graces. Are you following me? It's just there. Like when you have to know what God has given you. You have to know what, and somebody will say, for me, I know nothing is working in my life. That's because you've not paid attention to your life. If you're still confused, go get them I'm referring to. I taught this a lot at LMP and all of that. And other. There are things, I think I taught this at 30 Days of Light too. Oikos. There are things working. There are things, you must recognize those things working in your life. That God has graced you. So if you have some graces in the area of soul winning, that when you preach to someone, they just respond. As some of you that don't yet know you have those graces, have you not observed that where you are, you have this thing that attracts people, that when you are around, they want to come close to you. That thing is a grace to draw men that God has put inside of you. I get what I'm saying? And you have to recognize them. Recognize that ability. Recognize it and begin to pray and act on them. Never doubt yourself. That's one of the first instructions you must get in ministry. Never doubt yourself. Never. Because once you begin to doubt yourself, to doubt the graces you have, doubt the anointing that God has put in your life, doubt what is working in you and for you, you cannot do much with them. Why am I calling a 4 days meeting and the thing I'm teaching you? Because I believe that I can teach. That's why you are here. So am I, I believe I can teach you. Never doubt yourself. Because there is a season in your walk with God, you know, in the anointings and how it operates, that you will discover that at first, people may not believe in that thing that you have. But before we get to where people begin to believe it, you have to believe it for yourself. Are you following me? Never doubt yourself. Did you turn off some of these aces intentionally? Deliberately? Okay. Okay. It's fine. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Glory to God. Never doubt yourself. There's a time in the process of your calling that people may not really believe that there is the hand of God upon your life. But before they begin to know it, you must know it for yourself. That there are graces working in my life. It's not supposed to make you proud. But you should recognize it. I get the point. As you begin to recognize, you begin to pray over them and begin to act on them. Never doubt your calling. Never doubt the hand of God upon your life. Because before others begin to see it, you must see it first. You must see it for yourself. That God's hand is working mightily upon my life. Are you following what I'm saying? Working mightily upon my life. At first, many will not see it. When I started ministry newly, not many people thought I was anointed. Not many people even thought I should do what I was doing. But it was okay. It was okay. Today, much more people believe. This is a mansion, supposed to be just our retreat. Not even a very big meeting. You know, this is not Zoe, this is not Rezo, just retreat. Almost everybody here, at least 80% to 85 to 90% of people here, are either workers, leaders, and all of that. But then, look at the number of people that are gathered because somehow you now believe I'm anointed. But that was the time people didn't believe those things. I get what I'm saying. They didn't believe it. But now we had Zoe. You saw all the people that came. Oh, Zoe, Pastor Henry. Many people didn't believe it. There was a time only me knew I could teach. Only me. And it's okay. That is that season. But never doubt yourself. Never. That's something that I'm very graced with, ministering the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But now, nobody even knows, because they won't even ask you to minister to anybody. Because, I get what I'm saying. Some of them are very good teachers of the world, but where you are in this church, you can't even teach PGTI yet. But then, you should know it for yourself first, and never doubt it. I feel what I'm saying now. Never doubt it. Fan it to flame. And one of those fan it to flame, I've said it again, recognize that it is there, and begin to act on it. Every opportunity you get, go preach to people, go do your thing. Until whenever the Lord decides to do more with that stuff. Never doubt yourself. Are you following me? Never doubt the graces he has put upon your life. You know, Paul was one man that spoke a lot about himself and the grace upon his life. I just showed you one. He said, I write to you, I speak based on the grace of God upon my life. He started to say, there is something I carry. I'm speaking from that place. To that time, he said, the same way Peter was sent to the Jews, I was sent to the Gentiles. He knew. That time he said, I speak from the dispensation committed unto me. No, he said, if you already know that the dispensation committed unto me, he knew. There are people that don't even know that God's hand is upon their life. Don't even know what God wants to do with them. Don't even know. And so when you don't even know that God's hand is working upon your life, how will Lord has even see it? And as I'm saying this, there are some special abilities that God has given, some graces God has given you, and are rising in your hearts. Recognize it. I can see the point. Now, it doesn't mean that because you have those special graces, you have to go and open a church. That's not what I'm saying. Or you now have to go and start your own fellowship. Say, you people, I have grace upon my life. I can teach. You people don't want me to start teaching in this church. Let me go and start my own fellowship and start teaching them. Because if you don't recognize me, I will recognize myself. That's not it. I get the point. There are graces that are just given to you. Sometimes you have to wait. No matter, now hear what I'm going to say. No matter the grace of God upon your life, even if your anointing used to remove smoke from somebody's head, if God has not called you to be a founder, don't ever found a church. You will die young. Did you hear what I said? Now, you will die young. That's not because God is going to kill you. That's because you will just kill yourself. You will kill yourself. There are many things, in fact, there are burdens that you shouldn't carry. You're not a founder. But then you will not begin to carry it. There are demons that shouldn't know your name. I am telling you the truth. Because wherever God sends you, he sends his backing. And if you go on a journey, God didn't send you, there's no backing there. You're saying God will not protect us, he will protect you. But when you see battles, you will know. Battle there and battle there. Yeah, I'm telling you. So it's not even about dying physically. Some get frustrated and run out of ministry. Not all of them, but some, because they carried on a job that God did not give them. They get frustrated. Some of the things that they pass through, some people that God has sent have passed through those things times 15. And they didn't budge. They were still standing. Because there is a grace for that place. So Paul said, I'm writing from the grace given unto me. I get to the point. Now, Peter didn't say, well, I'm just going to go preach to the Gentiles too. It's like this Gentile ministry is working now. Look at me, Peter, head of the apostles. I'm just covering Jerusalem. And then Paul is covering Rome, Corinth, Ephesus, all those places. Ah, me too. I'm going to go there. That's not how ministry is done. But when you recognize what God has committed to your hands, please fan it to flame and never doubt yourself there. There are many of you that have been specially, that you notice that there are things that you can just do. Notice some of you are very good with counseling people. Recognize it. Some of you are very good with leading people to Christ, which every believer should be anyway. You get to the street, you preach the gospel to people and all that. You just find out that even if they say a sinner will not hear, somehow, once you talk, they will respond. God has blessed you. Recognize it and use it a lot. Never doubt yourself. Never doubt the grace upon your life. those experiences you had, they were not a one-off experience. God has graced you for certain things. Never, even if nobody is seeing it, see it for yourself. There are certain things that I know working upon my life that some of you don't even know. But I know it first. I know it for myself. I'm not going to force you to see it. I'm not going to do that. What, I'll just keep fanning it to flame, working on it, praying, acting on it. From here and there, very soon say, we didn't know this guy was like this. I say, that's the truth. I've always been like that. But never doubt it. Even if it's not yet at the level where you want it to be, but never doubt it. It is there. People who doubt themselves don't really amount to anything in the kingdom. There is faith in yourself in God. There is faith in yourself in Christ. You know, I always talk about doubting yourself. You see people that want to raise the dead, or they see a dead person. Instead of going to raise the dead person, they say, I'm going to take you to pastor. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to explain something. I'm going to take you to my pastor has raised about 7 dead people. If he meets you. Now, what does that tell you? That person is not doubting the ability of God to raise the dead. But he shall know that it's not through him that this dead will rise. So he's not doubting God, he's doubting himself. Now, I'm not saying you cannot take people to your pastor. Have I done that before? Yes. But if there is a case where there is a sick person and God is saying, minister to this person, don't carry the person to your pastor. Never doubt yourself. Is all following me this evening? Never doubt yourself. I'm not talking about being proud though. In Isaiah, we're talking about distinction. I'm not talking about saying, whatever pastor can do, I can do. Mm-mm. But if God says, this person, I want to come minister to the person, he said, don't worry. We have evening of answers. Come, when you come, pastor, that man is anointed. Once he just talk, you'll be fine. You are doubting yourself. And you are stealing an opportunity from yourself to fan your grace into flame. So first thing I said is, you must believe in that grace, that those graces, those deposits, those things you are seeing manifest in your life. It's there. Come on, it is there. It's working inside of you. It's working inside of you. Are you following me? They will tell you, even before, right from when I got born again, right from when I was young, I was about 15 when I got born again, I already noticed that I could actually help people grow and become stronger in their work with God. I wasn't leading anything. But every day I would just go preach to people, gather them, they would just gather me, and I'm trying to mentor them, trying to tell them whatever I know. What was I doing? I was fanning that particular grace to flame. Little did I know years after that God was going to call me to be a pastor. It is that thing that I'm still doing now. Helping you grow. Just that I've structured it better. You can even put them in different trainings. There is now PGTI basic. There is now PGTI advanced. There is now, you know, those kind of things. I've structured it. But that's the same thing we're still doing. Never doubt yourself. Are you following me? God is bringing this again and again. Never doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself. You want to do well in the ministry? Never doubt yourself. Whatever God has committed to your hands, never doubt it. Because you have to first believe it for yourself. Are you getting the point? You know, what to say is by the Spirit. There is a time when people don't have to know you. And I want to say that again. And it's okay. But even at that point, don't doubt yourself. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1 and verse 80, talking about John the Baptist. He said that John was in the wilderness. Give me that verse. Luke 1 and verse 80. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit. And he was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. So, notice what John was doing. At first, it was not time for his showing unto Israel. But what was he doing at that point? He was waxing strong in the spirit. So, what do you do? Never doubt yourself. Pray some more on those things. Act on them. When you find out what God has put upon your life, act on it. Pray with it. You know, take some steps. But never doubt yourself. Number two, as I'm saying to you this tonight, develop faith for the miraculous. Now, I'm not talking about the miraculous in your own life, where you just say, sir, I believe God, my garri was remaining 2 cups. and I said it, and then we just Gary, you will not finish, and then Gary exploded. That is still okay. And we've thought about that from Thursday, and you can do that. You should actually do that. But develop faith for the miraculous. I mean, exercise yourself in being a blessing to others through the power of God. That's what I mean. And anyone on the side of my voice, one of the things you must put as your plan for this year is that you are going to get to the street and engage much more of the power of God. Every believer, every minister must develop faith for the miraculous. Must be able to work miracles. Every believer. And you think of how to develop faith for the miraculous. It's very simple. Believe. And go and take a step. Some of you, and I was talking about stretching your faith last night, stretching yourself in faith last night. Some of you, what you might just need is just one visit to the hospital to go and lay hands on people. You find out how much that God has put inside of you. Develop it for the miraculous. How do you do that? How do you release my faith for the miraculous? Same thing I've been teaching you. First, believe that God works miracle through you. Two, begin to speak God's word that the power of God is flowing through me. Three, go and take a step. Can't put it on the sick. Put that on a short leg. It will grow. Did you hear what I said now? It will grow. Develop faith. Trust God that God is going to pass through you to bless others. Do not just use what I've taught you this weekend to be doing. I claim my car. That one day too. But what about God going passing through you to remove cancer? Are you following me? What about God passing through you to cure HIV, to turn sickle cell anemia into AA? What about God passing through you to do that? I want to steer your faith to believe for more. That beyond shouting, I'm going to have a drug-free year, which is okay. We can also have a year filled with the miraculous. Are you following me? Power is a little power. You know, my voice is strained already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That beyond doing all of that, beyond saying I'm getting my cars, which is okay, and we're going to get our cars. Is that okay? We're going to get our cars. That beyond getting your cars and getting your houses, God can also pass through you to meet someone who is totally down, and you speak by a word of knowledge and tell the person, in 3 weeks' time, your story will change, and the power of God will pass through you and change the person's story. What about that? What about that? Now, do not just learn faith for your personal consumption. Do you hear what I said? Don't just learn the workings of faith for your personal consumption. Don't do that. There is much more your faith can achieve. There is much more. Are you following me? There is much more. What about God passing through you to divide Red Sea? He says that there is no Red Sea around my side. I mean to change people's situations. To lead people out of problem into their purpose. What about God doing that? Begin to trust God that this year there will be mighty manifestation of the miraculous through you. Mighty manifestation. Mighty manifestation. This year, there's going to be more cases of shorter legs growing out. Through your hands. Through your hands. This year. Short limbs growing out. The Lord said, the realm of creative miracles have just come. The realm of creative miracles. For some of you. Trust God for that. I understand I'm getting my cars, I'm getting my houses. I also want to understand that God is passing through me to be a blessing to others. Shorter legs. Amen. You know, when Dr. Angel joined us newly, that was 2019. Yes. 2019. That's when I was talking about this short leg thing. And I'm saying it for a reason. I'm referring to her. When she just joined us newly, she hasn't turned up to 3 months or so. I was so wild at the things I was teaching those days. Amen. And then I remember There was a security man we were using. Am I right? Uh-huh. That had one leg shorter than the other. And I've been talking about short legs can grow. And she dared to pray for that man. And his leg grew out. Now that is faith for the miraculous. You hear, you can do. Are you following me? Faith for the miraculous. Short legs will grow. I said short legs will grow. Glory to God. Short legs will grow. Creative miracles will happen. Are you still in this room this evening? Believe God. Believe God. Lift your hands. Say my hands. Come on, come on. Say my hands. Say my hands conduct miracles. Say the power of God is working in me and is passing through me to bless my world. Develop faith for the miraculous this year. See, let me say something to you. There is no genuine calling, no genuine minister that his ministry will not be backed by signs and wonders. That no matter, even if you say you are called to be a teacher or you are called to be a coach, because some are now called to be coaches. Pep Guardiola. Amen. Of course, there's nothing like called to be a coach. That's just these people get say, what are you? I'm a coach. You are either, you can be a coach, fitness coach, like Jennifer. Do you understand? I mean, fitness, it's fine. But the visibility, God doesn't call you to be a coach. That's just saying. Say, sir, how do you know that? Because God never called any of the apostles to be a coach. And Paul never said there are sixfold ministry. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, and so you can, it's okay. But no matter what you are called to do, one of the things that shows that God has sent you is that there must be miracles following. Quote me anywhere. Do you know, if you read church history, how did they decide the books to put in the canonical books to put in the Bible? How did it come about? There were many things people wrote that time. They had some things they wrote down. I think I thought it was at LMP. There are about 5 or 6 criteria. One of them is that he must have miracles backing him. Yes. Because God does not send anyone. He doesn't back with his power. So if you're a child of God, signs must follow. Miracles must follow. He must follow. Amen. I said amen. And God is working mightily amongst us. We've seen things here. Right? And those are proofs that God is sending us. And it's time to go and replicate the same thing. And you know, the reason why I share testimonies here again and again is to show you that these things should begin to happen in your own life and through your own hands. Amen. And why I think of some of the testimonies we share here is some of them are people you know. Like there's a testimony I've shared like 3 times since this meeting, and I'm doing it deliberately. You know, I'm talking again about intentional pastoring. Right? You know, I've been talking about that. Intentional pastoring. Digression now, but there are testimonies you must share. There are things a pastor must deliberately say again and again in his church. One of the places I learned that from is from Kenneth Hagin. There are stories that if you read 5 Kenneth Hagin's book, all of them are there. You think he doesn't know what he's doing? He knows what he's doing. By repeating some of those stories, they are making those things common among them. I follow what I'm saying. It's deliberate. So when you hear me begin to share some stories, say, ah, Pastor, you've told this one before. You will hear it again until you die. Your kids will hear this story I'm telling. It's deliberate. But then again, those stories are coming to tell them. Just like Elizabeth. Remember Elizabeth? When Mary was trying to doubt whether she could have a child, the angel said, go to Elizabeth. She's carrying a baby now. So if you're doubting whether God can use to work miracles, look around. He's using many people already. At least he's using your pastor. And he's not using your pastor just because he's called to be a pastor. That is the grace of God. And he's working in your life too. Faith for the miraculous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. You know, even this evening, you know, that meeting that you, even this evening as I was coming out, I still received a testimony that someone sent from Zoe. Say amen. I'm still receiving testimonies from Titans of Light healings. Look, now look at what this person said. One person. Said, before Zoe 24, I clearly heard the voice of the Holy Spirit urging me to attend, assuring me that God had great things in store for me. Well, let God not urge you next time. When there is a meeting in your local church, God shouldn't urge you to attend. I get the point. You should want to attend. He said, first, I used to struggle with mental cloudiness. I don't know what that means. He said, but after the healing session, my mind felt completely free as it has been restored to its original state. Now, and all my worries disappeared. Secondly, I had a fall and my right knee began to give me severe pain. But again, after the healing line, I was completely healed. Thirdly, I've been experiencing persistent waist pain, but after you prayed for someone with spinal issues, I received healing for my own pain as well. Lastly, since attending Zoe, I've experienced significant breakthroughs in my business from one person. Now, these kind of things that flood my mail. I just read this one because it came today. That flood my mail almost every day after the meetings. How people that we are this, you know, you were in the meeting, people that had deafness issues, people that were, the other guy that said, and I've shared this many times, that said he has not been able to sleep for weeks. You remember? He sent me a testimony after, like 2-3 weeks after that, and said, I sleep like a baby now. Before that meeting, he used to take sleep, what do they call those things? Inducers. Sleeping pills or something. Yet he said he would take them, he would still not be able to sleep. And just by the hand of the Lord, just touched me and said, sleep! The power of God came upon him, and that was it. Before then, his BP was skyrocketing. Everything dropped to normal. Now, these are the things that God can pass through you to do. That even when you are not aware, because that baby that couldn't walk for close to 2 years, and they brought it. I didn't even know about the case. Of course, I knew she was like that, but I didn't know they were trusting for healing that day. I wasn't even laying hands for healing that day. I was just saying, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Child began to walk. I follow what I'm saying. And that's to tell you what God can pass through you to do. Develop faith for the miraculous. I don't know how you are comfortable being a Christian and you don't have signs and evidence to show. I don't know how. You don't want to do miracle. You don't want to. You don't want to handle madness. Because there is that grace around this place. There is that grace around this place. Around it. I just sense that in the Holy Ghost. Insanity is gone by the Holy Ghost. And I don't know who is here that has been getting that prompting in his spirit that God used to heal insanity. That grace is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Yes. Whoosh. Insanity gone by the Holy Ghost. Develop faith for that. That you can see a madman that has been mad for long, and you say, be free. They will jump out of him. It will be so clear. It will be so clear. Yes, you have a portion. Whoosh. Whoosh. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Yes. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. The working of miracles. The working of miracles. The working of miracles. And I just said, Lord said to me, what this brother said about mental cloudiness, I don't know what that is. But that is something that is going to come upon some of you singers as you are lifting your hands now. That when you sing, whatever that has clouded people's mind as depression or anything is going to go. Do you want it now? Take! Yes. Oh, glory to God. Mm.
So develop faith for miracles. Are you following me? Don't worry, sit down, sit down. Sit down. I'm just trying to teach.
I met a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from shame. This place just changed. Did you sense it? The place just changed. Did you sense it? Are you guys ready? Take all about this place. Hey. Ay, 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 ay. Tu me que berata que su tengliatea. There are 21 of you. The hand of God is coming mightily upon you now. Now, 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 now. Take. Woo. I met a man so full of life. He came to me and gave me life. He made my life so free from pain.
Hallelujah.
I met a man so full of light. He came to me and gave me light. He made my life so free from sin. Ay, 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 ay. The Lord said to me, there's a special grace for young men here. All three brothers, raise your hands. Brothers, fire is going to fall. Ha, ha, ha. He made my life so free from pain. Ay,
ay.
Some of you brothers, God is going to come upon you mightily for ministry. It will start with passion burning in your heart. There are many different graces. This is the year. I just said that in the Holy Ghost. For many young men, this is the year of young men for ministry. I just said that. Brothers, are you ready? The night is running already. And fire is going to fall here now. I have 7 counts. And there will be deposits. There will be deposits. There will be, number 1. There, number 2. Number 3. Brothers, get set. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Take. 6. 7. Woo. I met a man so full of peace. He came to me and gave me peace. He made my life so free from pain.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah, come. Now, see what I'm going to do. Yes, I'm holding you. Walk and go and hold any brother. Any brother, once you touch him, something will come upon him. Just go. Hold any brother. I met a man so full of life. Any brother, you see. Yes. Yes. Hold another brother. Hold any brother you see. Hold any brother you see. Hold any brother. Any brother. Pastor will come upon them. Don't pray. Just hold any brother. Leave them. Hold any brother. Just any brother you see. Any brother you see. Hold that one. Any brother you see. Hold that one. Any brother you see. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. It's rising in this place. Ooh. Mark, give me a hand. Go hold any brother's hand. Any brother's hand you know. Any brother you see. The power of God is going to move in this place. I met a man so full of life. Woo! He came to me and gave me life. He made my life so free from sin.
Hallelujah.
There is a grace for the miraculous. I sense it very strongly. Anointing for the miraculous. If you are hungry, what is going to come here in the next 3 minutes, ushers will not be able to control it. So let's just see how it goes. 3 minutes. I'm just going to give 10 counts. Why are you counting? Just to mark so that you know when it will start. 10 counts. Brothers, sisters, everybody, thou power of God. Pipikita kikarotoya. Oh, that our hands will conduct your power. Oh, that our hands will conduct your move. Oh, that through our hands and our voices, nations will respond. 10 counts. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take it wherever you are. Yes. Yes. I told you. Take your own. Take. Yes. The time has come for miracles. The time has come for the miracle power of God to be breakthrough to your ministry and in your assignment. The time has come. Are you done? Yes. Yes. Shebalada. I met a man so full of life, and he came to me and gave me life. He made my life so free from pain. Hey, yeah. Yes. I met a man so full of light. Ayayaya. He came to me and gave me light. Hey!
Hallelujah.
I still want to teach you. I've not even started, but I just sense this wave. I just saw this wave. I just saw this wave. So Most High, the God of Heaven. Yes. Something is for you. Yes. Most High, God of Heaven. Yes. Most High. Yes. 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 King of nations. Yes. Yeah. given specific assignments by God. Specific assignments. At some time this year, the Lord will send you to specific places with direction and all of that. I don't know what how this is coming to my spirit. I'm hearing the anointing of a runner. Of a runner. Some of you will run. You are going to see it now. You're going to see some of you are going to run. You're going to see it now. But what that means is that God is going to give you specific assignments for certain places, for certain people, at certain times. At certain times. At certain times. Look at that. Whenever I'm going to run, I'm going to take off. And that anointing is going to come. Somewhere in the midst, I'm not going to force it. But just some people just start running. You just find them. Take off. When they come, just hold them. Is that anointing I'm talking about? Just somewhere. Somewhere in the meeting, you're going to find it. You're going to find it. Specific assignments. Specific assignments. The miraculous. Ah, if you're a student here, university student, what the Lord did with me in my school days, He will do much more with you. He will do much more with you. There's an impartation I need to release, but I want to teach it first before I say it. Just that the atmosphere is not letting me do that. I need to teach it before I do that. ND, increased graces. Every time I see you, I see this prophetic stuff around you. I don't know whether you know it or you don't know it. But from now, it's going to gain relevance. Hold out. I saw people gathering somewhere in a park and they were having Bible study. And right there in the park where people were, the power of God broke out there. Just like it's happening here. I saw it happening there, just like it's happening here. People were falling and screaming, and people gathered around to watch them. If you are running a cell, if you're a cell leader, come. A cell leader or any small group, come. Across, if I cell leader, just come. But I saw that picture. I saw that picture. I'm going to just stand. Stand is okay. Cell leaders. Many of you, we demonstrate the power of God. Your cell meetings from now will be places where the power of God is gaining relevance. You will see, just in your little teachings, people will begin to vibrate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Many people will be filled with the Holy Ghost before you even touch them. As I'm talking, the power of God is resting upon you guys. As I'm talking to you, something is dropping. One, but I just saw it in the spirit. I saw it in the spirit. Glory to God. Cell leaders. I saw people meeting. I don't know which of the cell here you guys meet in an open place. But I saw people meeting in an open place. And then, if you're like that, please raise your hand, meeting in an open place. And I saw people gathered around the place as you're meeting. It's like a park. It's like people come around there. And you guys are meeting there. And suddenly somewhere, the power of God swept through the place. There is something your life will begin to produce from now. From here now. That where as you are sitting there is you will see that presence. 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 As you are just standing there, that you just stand and begin to talk. Without even preparing to minister to the Holy Ghost, that presence, your life should begin to ooze from you. The power of God is sweeping through. Especially what the something God is talking to me about is sight, but not sight as we've prayed before. It's in the area of soul winning. Some of you will see people and you will know that their heart is ready now. I saw the Lord say, he said, you will pass through open doors, but it will come by sight. You will see men whose heart has made ready. The Bible said when Paul entered that land that the Lord opened the heart of Lydia unto him. So he was able to see that person. From now you'll be able to notice people that men whose hearts the Lord has steered by the spirit of, by the grace of sight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If you are here, I want to teach you. And you have never in your life, maybe you're a new convert, you've asked the Lord that you really want to experience what it means to be touched by His power. Come. Come from where you are. You've told that you really want to experience what it means to be touched by your power. You've been saying that. Come wherever you are. The Lord wants to give you that experience. What it means to be touched by His power. You've never really had that experience. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody, let's fill this place with tongues. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I need pastors to come and just bring these people into the flow. I want all of them to experience the flow. Take each of them. Bring them into the flow until they touch. You have to be prompt. If I say pastors, you come, be prompt. Bring them into the flow. Some of you are going to see visions. Some of you are going to feel. You're going to feel. Some of you have not spoken in tongues before. You will pray in tongues. Some of you will come in the encounters with the Godhead that you've never had before. This year, Holy Ghost. Encounters with the Godhead. Encounters with the Godhead. Encounters with the Godhead.
Yeah.
Brochin, you come. Yes, you've come. Lift your hands. I want to do this openly. Watch out for this young man. On the first day you came into the church, I've never told you this till now. You are going to be used mightily of God, specifically in the area of getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know, but you've started seeing that happen in your life, right? It's going to be much more easy. So clear that girl from his back, because something is going to jump upon this young man. Sister, be fast though. It's going to happen much more. Getting people filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to find it very easy, very easy. Bringing people into experiences with the Godhead.
God of heaven, great is your love for me.
Let me hear you sing it. Let me hear you. Sing it like you know it. On the strings of my heart, your demonstrated love's my victory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Is it striking those chords in your heart in this meeting? Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I love you now and always, my eternal King. Your living love is overwhelming. It's indescribable. You strike the sweetest love chords on the strings of my heart. Your Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's sit for a moment. I have just a few minutes to go. I just want to still teach. Yes, hang around. Just go back. Glory to God. Develop faith for the miraculous. My eternal King, your liquid love is overwhelming. It's indescribable. You strike the sweetest love chords on the strings of my heart. Your demonstrated love's my victory. Glory to God. I just feel tickled by the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, glory to God. That's something I just want to say, and I will release a final impartation and we'll close tonight. Ooh. Oh, glory to God. I see you play keyboard. I see you play drums. What do you sing? Do you write songs? Have I written a song? Because I'm seeing you writing a lot of songs. Lift your hands. Yeah, I saw you writing a lot of songs. Watch out for this young lady. Your ears are open. Yeah, the spirit is open now. You strike the sweetest love chords on the strings of my heart. Your demonstrated love's my victory. It's so amazing that the great is your love. This is the one for me. You load me with mercy in the morning and goodness at nighttime. In and out of season, I'm basking in your grace. So on my lips, your praise is on repeat.
like an anthem in my soul, Almighty God. So I love you, Lord.
I love you now and always.
Oh, come on.
My eternal King, your living love is overwhelming.
It's indescribable. You strike the sweetest love chords on the strings of my heart.
Your demonstrator of my victory.
Glory to God. It's so amazing that the voice that formed creation is the same that calls my name at every dawn. You lead up my life with the beauty of your glory. For you alone, my Lord,
I live.
So on my lips,
on my lips, your praise is on repeat. Like an anthem in my soul, Almighty God.
Do you love the Lord?
I love you now and always.
Ah.
My eternal King, your living love is overwhelming. It's indescribable. You strike the sweetest love chords on the strings of my heart.
Ah,
your demonstrated love's my victory.
Oh, come on. Oh, just see that, just see that. I'm just trying to flow with what is coming to my spirit, man. Oh, and that they go let the fire. Your living love is overwhelming.
It's indescribable.
It's like the sweetest love chord on the strings of my heart.
Your demonstrated love's my victory.
Ah, you know, he plays the sounds that we hear. I dance to the rhythms of Yahweh. His voice is the music of my heart. His voice is like music to my ears. Aya, Yahweh, I'm dancing to your tune. So I dance to the rhythms of Yahweh. His voice is the music of my heart. His voice is like music to my ears. Yahweh, I'm dancing to your tune. So call my name and I'll respond. Yahweh, play your sound and watch me dance. You've drawn me closer with the rhythm of the Spirit. Now watch me dance into your tune. Listen. Yahweh, watch me win souls for you. Yahweh, watch me intercede for nations. You've drawn me closer with the rhythm of your Spirit. Now watch me dance into your tune. Say, I dance
to the rhythm.
Hey!
His voice is the music of my heart.
Hey!
His voice is like music to my ears.
Aya!
Yahweh, I'm dancing to your tune.
Say, I dance
to the rhythm of Yahweh.
His word is the music of my heart.
Is like music to my ear.
Oh, lo.
Yahweh,
I dance to the rhythm of Yahweh. His word is the music of my heart.
His voice is like music to
to my ears.
His voice is like music to my ears.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Bible, a good book, Nishiko. Carry your Bible on your head. I dance to the rhythm of Yahweh. Yo, 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 yo. Ya, 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 ya. Hey! Do, 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 do. His word is the music of my heart. His voice is like music to my
ears.
Do you want to say,
Yahweh, I'm dancing to your tune?
Are going to open now to hear God. Just right now. I just say that in the spirit. I don't like saying things like this because I don't want to induce anything, but I'm going to hear God now. Visions will pop up in your spirit. Light will shine through your heart. You will hear. You will hear. You will hear. That the place is open for that. I dance to the rhythms of Yahweh. His word is the music of my heart. His voice is like music to my ears. Yahweh, I'm dancing to your tune. Aya! A little one shall become a thousand. A little one shall become a thousand. That's the impartation I was holding back, but I can't teach it now. Tomorrow I'll say it, I'll talk about it. A little one shall become a thousand. There is an anointing for that. That is increasing us in numbers. In numbers. Lift your hands. There is an anointing for followership that is upon every member of this commission from tonight. Wherever you appear, once you begin to share the gospel, something is going to magnet men. I wanted to teach it, but the Lord said just impart it. Tomorrow you talk about it. It's here now. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. And hear me, this is the time. This is the time. Holy Ghost, this is the time. This is the time. Holy Ghost, this is the time. Holy Ghost, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Holy Ghost, this is the time. This is the time. Holy Ghost, this is the time. 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 Grace for followership. This is the time. This is the time.
Be deliberate with this impartation. Your life will magnet many. We magnet many. We magnet many. They begin to draw them to you. Begin to draw them. A little one shall become a thousand. Through your hands, 10 men reached. Through your hands, 100 men discipled this year. Through your hands, 50 men discipled this year for Jesus. Don't say I'm too small, because even a little one shall become a thousand. I just move by the Holy Ghost now. Kakana and Ash. Don't say I'm too small, because from now, a little one is a thousand. Through your hands, many men disciple. Through your hands. Ooh. Don't say I'm too small. Through your hands, many men discipled. I saw that in the Holy Ghost. A small one, a thousand. Kunelete. Come on now. Ooh, Shebereka. I don't know you, but I just saw the hand of God come upon you mightily. 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 Ah, ha, ha. Through your hands. Is there a baby there? Shift to the baby. Dorinda, lift your hands. Shift to that baby. Lift your hands. Yeah. Through your hands, a little one, a thousand. A little one, a thousand. Yes, a little one, a thousand. A little one shall be a thousand. A little one, a thousand. Many of you, by this impartation, you will bring cells to your area. You will find yourself discipling many. Discipling many. Nengi. A little one shall be a thousand. Shall be a thousand. Pick her up. Bring her. A little one shall be a thousand. A little one shall be a thousand. Ooh. A little one shall be a thousand. A little one shall be a thousand. A thousand. Yes, don't hold them, but just come. We are going to dance, but not any kind of dance. We are going to dance in the spirit. We're going to dance in the spirit in a very short time. Technica. Be careful. Oh, A small one shall be a thousand. A little one, 1,000. Ayaya. Hey. A small one shall be a thousand. Wherever you are, please just stand your feet and pray. We're going to close now. I can't teach again. He said, I stopped, made us sit down so I can teach, but then it's not just coming. A small one shall become 1,000. One is to 1,000. A small one, 1,000. People will follow you. Will follow you. Hallelujah. 1 person is to 1,000. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Wherever you are, just stand your feet. Begin to respond. Respond to Jesus wherever you are. That's what I'm going to close. If you want to dance, you dance. If you want to pray, you pray. If you want to laugh, you laugh. Just respond to whatever that is prompting in your heart. That's what I'm hearing in the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, respond. Wherever it is rising in your heart. Respond to this reading plain in your heart. A little one. Small one, 1,000. That's what the Lord said. Small one, 1,000. People will follow you. Small one, 1,000. Take note of the graces that are coming upon you tonight. And fight for them. Just respond. Some of you need to come here to pray. Some of you need to pray where you are. Just lift your hands. Respond to Jesus. We're closing already. Take like 5 minutes. That's where I'm going to go from now. Just whatever the Lord has put in your heart, do it. To dance, to sing, to rejoice, to pray, to kneel, to lie down, to raise your hands. Just respond to Him. Just spend time with Him now. Nothing matches this atmosphere. You know, even Lagos Church, there is fire falling in Lagos Church actually. Anyone in Lagos Church that has a growth on his or her body, that growth just got cut off now. Pray, 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 pray. Respond. Do whatever that is your spirit to do. Just do it. Flow like that. So if you need to go and hold people to pray for, you need to pray with people. Just respond. Whatever is in your heart. That's the next few minutes. In the front, at the back, wherever. More people should get on mom's protocol team. More people should get behind them. Yes. More ministers, female ministers, get on her protocol team. Just respond however it's coming to your spirit. Respond or double O C Abiaki, however it's coming to your spirit, just respond like that.
visions of Jesus, angelic appearances, angelic interventions, sounds and sights of the Spirit just now, all over this place. Nothing beats the atmosphere. Nothing. Ministry fire. Take it to take your time. Make sure you are responding. Make sure you are just praying. Make sure you are dancing. Make sure you are playing. Make sure something is happening where you are. Take your time. Just respond to Jesus. Many of you will testify of this moment. This moment, many of you will testify of it. It's a workers retreat, so you should expect things like this. Take your time where you are. Liberty. God is in the midst of us. He shall not be small. Men of you are regaining your fervency. I see one or two messages. You are regaining your fervency. You are regaining your fervency. You are regaining your passion. Some of you have seen it. Some of you are regaining direction. Focus is coming back. For Jesus. For the King and His kingdom. Yes. Two more minutes. Seize the moment. Enjoy yourself. Is our big year, big ministry year. Many miracles on the streets, many miracles in the marketplaces, many miracles in classrooms. Respond to Him. Some of you, impossibilities are disappearing from your eyes. There is a realm of possibility that opens up in this kind of atmosphere. Oh, yes. A small one, 1,000. What a meeting we are having.
are done. No service tomorrow is 8 a.m. So ensure you are here. It's going to be a swell time in God's presence. Maybe male ushers can come up the stage. Male ushers can come up the stage. More male ushers on the stage. A small one, 1,000. Jehovah gave you me here, says the Lord. He will use you mightily this year. A small one, 1,000. Woo! A small one, 1,000. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. A small one, 1,000. Use him for your glory. A small one, 1,000. Sights and sounds of the Spirit. Sights and sounds of the Spirit. Ooh. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And we are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord and following after Jesus. And we are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord and following after him. My soul be still, you are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord, following after Jesus. bring her. You are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord and following after him. My soul be still.
You are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord.
Just give me some time, salvation will be plenty. Holiness will be plenty. Impact
will be plenty.
And it will be clear to many that we are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord, following after him. Thank God you came. God has remembered your family. That's what Isaiah should say. There are two things you've spoken to me about. The Lord just delivered them to you now. Now, two of them. Following after Jesus, my soul be still.
You are not wasting time. Calling upon the Lord, following after him.
Hallelujah. 1225 is a big year. and his ministry this year. Win souls in your numbers. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Are you following what I'm saying? Wherever you see sickness, kick it out. Develop faith for the miraculous. Because there is much more. Priscilla, there is much more. Oh! There is much more. You are not ordinary anymore. Not anymore. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Yeah, cleanse the lepers. Cleanse the lepers. Lay hands on people that have high blood pressure, it will drop. Get to the streets, get to the hospitals. Get to the hospitals. Cast out devils. 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 By faith. Cast out devils. Move mountains. Shut down the mouth of the lion. Ayakum barata. There are some of you that the Lord is putting something special upon you for families. I see family liberations. Family liberations. And many of you, that anointing is coming upon you to bring the liberation to your home and to other people's home. To other people's home. To other people's home. Ooh. All over. Jesus is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Hey! Do you hear his voice? Do you hear his voice as I'm speaking? Can you hear that sound in your heart? There's a sickness called jaundice, Abby, that happens to children. But I saw you minister to someone that has jaundice. I don't know how does it happen? Huh? Some jaundice. What's the symptom of it? Yellowness of the eyes and all of that. I saw you minister to someone that has that. I don't know if you know anybody that has that too, but I saw that in the spirit. I saw that in the spirit. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved the world that he gave us his son. Kebala de rakoda la bashoda yanda. An atonement for sin and open the life gate that all may go. Praise the Lord. Ay, ay, ay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, you can now laugh. That laughter has been in your spirit. It's time to release it. God bless you. Good night. We'll meet you tomorrow, 8 a.m.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.